This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Two more people were killed as thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators took to the streets again today in Myanmar's largest city of Yangon and in several other towns to oppose military rule of the country since the February 1st coup. Myanmar security forces have since killed at least 512 civilians, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. The U.S. is suspending a trade deal with Myanmar to protest that coup. Charles de la Desma of Associated Press.
Putting up Myanmar coup penalties, the U.S. will put off a trade deal. Washington has suspended the Myanmar deal under the 2013 Trade and Investment Framework Agreement until a democratic government is restored in the Southeast Asian country after a February 1 coup followed by a violent crackdown on protests. Trade Representative Catherine Tai says in a statement, the U.S. supports the people of Burma in their efforts to restore a democratically elected government and strongly condemns the security forces' brutal violence against civilians. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Unknown gunmen have shot dead three female anti-polio workers in Afghanistan, one of the two countries in the world, along with Pakistan, where the crippling children's disease remains endemic. Tuesday's violence came on the second day of a five-day polio immunization drive, this year's first in the conflict-torn country. Addressing a conference on Afghanistan, President Ashraf Ghani described a three-step process for making, building, and sustaining peace that he said should result in a sovereign, democratic, united, neutral, and connected Afghanistan. The two-day Heart of Asia conference in Dushanbe is one of a host of regional conferences that have taken place to try to jumpstart the peace process. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden released his first slate of 11 federal judicial nominations today, including three black women for federal circuit court vacancies, a Muslim American and an Asian American and Pacific Islander. Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
And Biden has announced his intent to nominate what he calls a trailblazing slate of judicial nominees. The list of 11 includes three black women presidents chosen for circuit court vacancies, another nominee who, if confirmed, would be the nation's first Muslim American federal judge, and one who would be the first female Asian American Pacific Islander to serve on D.C.'s district court. While former President Trump leaned heavily on white men to fill judicial vacancies, the White House says President Biden's picks underlie his strong belief that federal courts should reflect the nation's full diversity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China's national legislature has approved several new changes to Hong Kong's electoral system that further shuts out the city's pro-democracy forces from the legislature. The changes passed today and signed into law by President Xi Jinping include the reduction of the number of directly elected lawmakers to the city's legislative council. The electoral changes were praised by Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam, who said bringing in more what she called patriots into the legislature means that the excessive politicalization in society and the internal rift that has torn Hong Kong apart can be effectively mitigated. China said today that it firmly opposes and rejects the statement on Xinjiang Uyghurs by independent UN human rights experts, adding that malicious accusations were being made against China. Wang Chunying, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, denounced the statement earlier today. She said the experts of the special mechanisms you mentioned, such as the Working Group on Business and Human Rights, ignore the authoritative information provided by the Chinese government repeatedly and do not mention a word about it in their public statements, but make malicious accusations against China based on rumors and false information spread by some anti-China forces spreading the fallacy of so-called forced labor. Now, more than 1 million members of the Uyghur and other predominantly Muslim ethnic minorities have been confined to detention camps in Xinjiang, according to foreign governments and researchers. The Chinese government rejects complaints that says the camps are for job training to support economic development. Via remote, Joe Palca,